We are learning Maseches Erevin, Daf Nun Hei Mabez, and we are beginning 9 lines from the top of Nun Hei Mabez at the end of the line, the Kama. We are talking about a city that was shaped like a rainbow, and the halacha was that when shaped like a rainbow, you can make a line across both ends of the rainbow, and from there you count 2,000 amos. And Rav Huna said that the two ends have to be within 4,000 amos of each other in order to be considered one city, and to make a line there and count 2,000 amos from that. But the Gemara says, how much space is allowed from the bottom of the keshes, which means the rounded part of the keshes, until the string? How much space are you allowed? The kama have ben yesel le keshes. How much is between the string, the imaginary string, to the keshes? Rav Bar Huna Amar al Paim Amah. It has to be within 2,000 amos, within Trum Shabbos, they'll be able to leave my house and walk to that string, then it's considered part of the city. But if not, then it's not considered, that you can't make the line from there. That's what Rav Bar Huna says. Rav Abrei the Rav Bar Huna Amar, I feel yes, I'm al Paim Amah, even more than 2,000 amos. And Abai is an explained Rav. Amar Abaya, Kavasa the Rav Abrei the Rav Bar Huna Mistavra. It's Mistavra like Rav Shita, that can be more than 2,000 amos. Why? Because your whole problem is you can't reach the yeser. It's more than 2,000 amos, but you could. The Bayi Hadar, Asi Derech Batim. Because if you want, you could walk through the keshes, the houses on the keshes on the legs, till you get to the end, and then walk across, and there you can walk across, because the 4,000 amas are muvla with each other, 2,000 amas. So as long as the two ends are within 4,000 amas of each other, even if from the base of the keshes to the string is more than 2,000 amas, it's fine, because I can get there by walking through the whole thing. And Taisus says a fiza, Taisus on bottom of the Nehemiah Rav says a fiza, if it's less than 2,000 amos from the base of the rainbow to the string, if it's less than 2,000 amos, then even if it's wider than 4,000 amos, it's also good. You know why? Because I can walk to any place on that string because they're within 2,000 amos. So therefore, just like here was saying in the opposite way, that if it's longer than 2,000 amos, it's good because I can walk through the sides. If it's less than 2,000 amos from the top of the keshes to the string, I also could reach there. And but that's what the Taisa says. The Ritva argues that, and in Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah has brought down two shittas. In Shin Tzadiches, Sivdal, it says, V'yesh oimrim, mena mokim shin eskach shom ha-keshes, ein ba'a ba'a sa'av ha'am, v'chol zesh v'ne kesh v'yesh v'yesh v'apayim. The holding of 4,000 amas only if between the keshes and the yeser is more than 2,000. Av ein b'neim al-payim, it's less than 2,000 amas, moidim v'chol inyim na yeser. This is like Taisa, v'chein nira l'hakel. That's what he says. It means that Yeshayim sounds like some argue, but he says v'chein nira lahakel. He paskins like Tosfos. The Ramah paskins like Tosfos. Zok to Gemara Vayta. It said in our Mishnah that hayusham gedudiyos gevayis asar tfachim. If within the 70 amos of the city there were these houses that fell down, but there was left over 3 mechitzos. What are you saying? The Gemara says there were left over walls that were 10 tefachim high. Then it's still the house is still here, and therefore you could extend the city with these houses that are still here, even though no one lives there right now. But since people used to live there and it's still intact to a certain extent, you could extend the city with these broken down houses. So my gedudia is, I'm going to view the sholish mechitzah shenlein tikra. If the 3 walls are intact, even though it has no roof, that's enough. 3 walls without a roof is enough, and you could extend the city with that. What about shtei mechitzas? Only 2 walls, yesh lan tikra, and it has a roof. Mahu? What's the halacha? Is that enough to extend the city or not? Toshema, let's attempt to bring a raya from a brayson. It says in the brayson like this: Elu shemisabrim ima. These are the type of structures that could be used to extend the city. Number one, yet nefesh yesh by arba amas. If there's a caver, a oil over a caver, over a burial site, there's a little house, a little hut that's 4 amas by 4 amas. And it's made usually for the shomer of the Beis HaKfaros, the watchman of the cemetery, to sleep there. So that's called a Beis Dira, and you can extend the city with that. Nefesh v'avamas v'avamas. V'agesher, and a bridge that has a Beis Dira. V'akevesh is a Beis Dira, or a tombstone that has a Beis Dira. That's also enough. A Beis HaKnesses, a shul, she has a Beis Dira, but it has to have a Beis Dira l'chazen. It has to have a place for the chazen to sleep. A regular Beis HaKnesses is not called a Beis Dira enough to extend the city, because no one lives there. But if it has a house for the shamish, then it can be extended the city with that Beis HaKnesses. Or Beis HaKnesses, a Beis Vavarizara, a church, she has a Beis Dira l'kaimrim, that the priest has lived there. That's also enough to extend the city. V'arvois, and places that you keep susim, horses, v'oitzreis, shevesades, or storehouses in the fields, v'yesh HaKnesses, but that has both these these horse pens and these storage houses have to have a base dira, has to have a place where someone could live. And the huts that are in the fields where people stay there overnight a lot of times to watch the fields, that also is enough. And lavdafka, you have to be a base dira that you live overnight. If you're there by day, it's very possible it's enough. In the halacha lemaisa. If you eat there, different halachas. But the borgus v'sarecha means a place where you stay a little bit. If you have a house that's in the middle of the ocean, let's say like an island, all these type of things extend the city because they're all called a base dira. All these things extend the city. These are the type of structures that cannot be used to extend the city. Number one is nefesh. A little oil, a little hut that doesn't have walls on two sides. V'hagesher. And a bridge, either a bridge or a oil over a kever that doesn't have a base dira that can't be used to extend the city. Basic knesset, a base dira, or a shul, a basic knesset, a synagogue doesn't have a base dira, doesn't have a place to live for the chazan, a base of a chavim, a church, a base dira, doesn't have a place for the priest. All these type of places are not called a base dira. Or a horse pen or a storage house that does not have a base dira. Ubar v'shiach ma'ara. And a pit, different type of pits or a cave. Also, it's not called a base dira. It's not really livable. V'geder, a wall or v'shoivach or a chicken coop shivasoicha that's in the field. Also cannot be counted. V'abay shivasvina, a house on a ship. Even though that house is a full use house. This is a yacht. Still doesn't count. The Rasha's reason is because since it doesn't stay within 70 amos of the city, because it's always moving back and forth, not kavua, it cannot be used to extend the city. You want to extend the city for a tchum, I have a great idea. Take a yacht, put it in the water. You know, let's say in Lakewood, there's a big shiloh for two parts of Lakewood, two north and south side, or one or not, shiloh. So put a boat there, and then you have within 70 amos a boat, a houseboat. That doesn't work. Because since the boat is not kavua, it's not extend the city. All these structures cannot be used to extend the city. So we brought this brisa because we had a shiloh. We had these houses that were destroyed, and the Gemara said, you have three walls without a roof, it's enough. The Gemara declared a shiloh. What about two walls with a roof? What's the lacha? So Ketanim Yis says in this brisa, nefesh, shenifes of ester rechasah, a oil that's two sides are not here anymore, elef elech, it's no good. My lavdika tikra. It sounds like even if it has a roof, it's no good. Loi deleka tikra. There's no roof. And that's how we pass in Lamaisa. That if you have either three walls or you have two walls with a roof, that's enough to extend the city. Like it says in Halacha and Shin Tzarech Esevav, V'sholosh mechitzes she'elhem tikra, V'yeshbem arba al arba amos, or Shtei mechitzes she'elhem tikra, that works to extend the city. And Rashi speaks out that Shahoyah Shom Beis Dira Metchila V'Neres and it fell down. That's enough to be considered to extend the city. Zok the Gemara Vaita. Bayis Shebayam Lamay Chazi. It says they extend the city with a house that's in the ocean. That's in the ocean with the 70 amas of the shore. Lamay Chazi, what are you using? No one lives out there. It's a little dangerous, a little scary. No one lives there. What's that for? My papa, Bayis also finds by Kalem Shebasfina. They use that house sometimes that they're coming to shore and the port is not open yet, so they want to unload their stuff and put it in this house. And people can live there. It's right to live there and people can stay there sometimes. So therefore, it's called a base dira that can be used to extend the city. Said in the Brayso, so ma'ara it cannot be used to extend the city. Frankly, Marakasha, ma'ara e mesaberes ima v'atoni revchia ma'ara mesaberes ima. You could use a cave to extend the city. On Ma'abaya, the case we were saying that you could use to extend the city, the case was because just binyan al pia. There's a house attached to the cave. Right, the Gemara, if that's the case, so then that's not ma'ara mesaber asima, it's a binyan here. So the Braisa says, ma'ara mesaber asima. If it has a binyan, typically I'm shown binyan gufe. The reason why extending it is because of the binyan itself. The case is, if the binyan itself is not big enough, it's not 4 amas by 4 amas, you can use the ma'ara to extend it. As long as you have a house here, you can use the ma'ara to make the size bigger. That's royal for adira, and it's counted to extend the city. So the Gemara, Rav Huna, Yoishvei Tzrifim, people who live in these huts that are made out of aravos, made out of like leaves, those things are not kavua. They don't last long, and they're not kavua. They're always falling down and being rebuilt, and they're always moving. They're not called they're not solid enough to be called a city. And therefore, even if you have a bunch of tsrifim, a bunch of these huts lined up next to each other, and this is different than before we had the burgon. The burgon made out of wood, Rashi says, something that's more solid. But these things over here are made out of these leaves, and they're not solid, they're not kavua. So even if you have 100 of them, it's not a city. Everyone counts the tchum from his front door. Different than every city where you count the tchum from out of the city. Here, you count the tchum from your doorway because they're not kavua. From your door. It says in the pasuk regarding the Yidden in the Midbar, I saw that area. It's three parasi right here. It's your base mill, your base mill. Use your area. Vitanya, and says in the Braisa, when we went to the bathroom, when the Klal Yisrael was in the Midbar, in the Anonim, when they had to go to the bathroom, they didn't go to the bathroom in front of the clouds, they didn't go to the sides. Why? Because the Aroin and the clouds might go over it, and you know, the Aroin should go near the Tzoya. So therefore, when you went to the bathroom, you had to go all the way El Achreim, to the back of the clouds, back and behind the clouds. And the question was, on Shabbos, how do you do that? Because Bishlam is considered one city, so you could walk out of the tchum only starts out of the clouds. But now they were saying that Yoshvei Tzrifim, temporary dwellers, are not called a city, so you can't go more in your house. How do you go to the Bismil to the bathroom on Shabbos? You can't go out of your tchum. Omli Rava, no, Digli Midbar Karmi, something like the Digli Midbar. Kivin Iksivu, since it says, Api Hashem Yachra, Api Hashem Yisoh, you in Hashem's hands, Hashem told you when to stop and when to go, command the Kvilu Dami. It's Keilu you are Kavua. It's Choshev. It's a Choshev de Gechania, because you're going in Hashem's hands. If you're going in Hashem's hands, then that's called a Kavua de Geplace, and it's considered a city. Omra Chnir Barav Kanav Ravashi, Yesham Shalish Chatzeres, Shalshnei Batim, Hukfu. When you have houses made out of wood or stone, like Rashi says, then what makes something a city? That you can start counting about a city. If it's two houses, that's not considered a city. You still count from everyone's house. To be called a city, it needs three chatzeres of two batim of each. Altogether, six houses. Six houses to create a city. Once you have six houses, and the six houses are within 70 amos of each other, then you square it out, and everyone gets the 2,000 amos out of that square. Omar Rav Yehuda, little agar at the Gemara. Omar Rav Yehuda, Omar Yehuda, Tzrifim, people live in these huts. Vaholchim Edvaros, people are always going in deserts. Chayim and Chayim, they have no life because it's very hard living. And another thing, Venushayim Uvenayim Enishlam, their wives and their children are not theirs. We'll see why. The wives are Mezana, and the children do not belong to them because we're scared that the children are Mamzerim. Tain Amihach, you don't have a Bryce attack like that. Eliezer ish bur yama yoshvei tzrifim ki yoshvei kvarim. People who live in these huts are like yoshvei kvarim. They live in a caver. They're like living on the ground. It's not a good living. It's not a good living. It's a living like living in a cemetery. That's what it's like. That's what the Braisa says. V'abunei seim o'iman, on the children that they say, oros shoichiv and kol behema. They're like mamzerim, just like you're not allowed to marry with a behema, you're not shoichiv behema, you're not allowed with their children either, because their children are mamzerim. That's what I'm saying. Now, my taima, why are the children v'cheskes mamzerim, and why are the wives v'cheskes mezana? So where's this two pshatim? Ula amar she'ein lehem mechatzoist. They don't have, near where they are, bathhouses. And the men need showers once in a while, and they go far away to find the nearest bathhouse, which could mean a day or two trip. And they leave their wives without any man in the area, and they land up being mezana, and the children are mamzerim. That's one pshat. Rabbi Yochanan Peshma Gishim Zel Zabatvila. That since they have to go be tovel in a mikvah, also there's no mikvah nearby, they have to go far away, so they bring their friend with them because they're scared to go themselves. And when they're talking to each other, not such good people hear about this and they say, oh, two ladies by themselves out of water, it's a good time to go be mezana. And therefore, it causes them to be mezana. My benai, what's an afghan with two reasons? These are two reasons why we're saying that these people who are nomads and they're busy in the midbar and walking Yerushalayim Tzrifim, that their children and their wives are not theirs because they're mezana. One pshat was because the men leave for the merchats. Other pshat is because the ladies go for the mikvah. If they have a river near their huts, So then that's a nafkmina. Because that they can use for tefillah. So there's no chash to be mezana when they're going to the table. But it still can't be used as a merchitz. A merchitz in those days was a whole process with hot water and everything. That they can't do they can't go into the nar. They can't go into the lake or the river. And therefore they had to leave. So for the ula's reason, there's still a chash znos. But for Rabbi Yechon's reason, that shalom tefillah, by such a case, where you have a river near the houses, it won't be a chash of znos. Any city that doesn't have vegetables growing all over the place, a Talmud Chacham should not live here. Because if you have your rakais, it's a very cheap food, and Talmid Chacham don't have to work, they can learn, and they don't have to work hard for panasa, because they always have food, they always have vegetables. So any city that doesn't have a lot of vegetables, don't move there. But if there's a lot of vegetables, Talmid Chacham should move there, because he will have what to eat. So the Gemara, the Meir, the Erech Mal, you tell me that vegetables are good for someone, but Tanya learned in a Brisa, Shloisha Marbim as a Zevel. There are three type of foods that cause a person have to go to the bathroom a lot. Marbim Zevel, the Kaifim as a Kaima, it makes them that they have to bend down when they walk. They don't walk straight. The Noit Lechem Chomash Meis Marin as Adam, and takes away 1/500 of their eyesight. These three things are not good for someone. Marvin Zevel covers the Kaima and take away his eyes. What are the three things? Pas Kibar, bread made out of not such fine flour. The Shecher Chadosh, brand new beer. The Yarek and vegetables. You see, vegetables are not good for a person. They hear saying a Talakum should move Dafka, a place with vegetables. More like Kasha, depends which vegetables. Hava Tumi Vekarasi. So Rashi has two pshat. We'll go Rashi's main pshat. That Tumi Vekarasi, which is garlic and leeks, that's good for someone. But other vegetables are not good. And carrot is the same thing as onions. Onions and garlic are good, but other vegetables are not good. The time, looked in the braisa. Shum yarek. A shum, that's a yarek. That's a good thing. Garlic is a good thing. And krishim, leeks, is chatz yarek, is a half a yarek. Also halfway good. Halfway good. That's what the braisa says. And so Rashi is saying, if you want shot, that the ones that are good are the garlic and the leeks. And the ones that are no good are the rest of the vegetables. Rashi has another tzad, that he heard the different shot the opposite way. That tumi karasi is no good, all the vegetables are good. But he brings a raya from the Gemara Baba Kama and says that garlic is very good for someone. It's very good for a lot of different things, and therefore garlic must be the good one. And the braisa goes further. Nirat snoin, if someone sees a radish, nirat sam chayim, he's seeing the potion for life. Great thing, Gemara about time. Different braisa says nirat snoin, nirat sam mavis. If someone sees a radish, seeing poison, like kasha, kamba alin, kamba emoitz. The alin, the leaves of a radish are no good, but the radish itself, which is the root of the radish that grows on the ground, that's great la'achila, and that's very good for a person. Another chilek, kam b'zicham, kam b'zicham. It's good to eat radishes in the summer. But in the winter, it's not good to eat radishes because it cools off the goof and then you get a cold. And one more thing, Amar Rav Yehuda Marav, called Ir Shiyesh by Milo Samar. Any city has a lot of hills and valleys. All the behemoths by Mesa Mechati Meim. The people and the behemoths and the animals of that city will die in half their days. Mesa Zakadayatah, they're really going to die from a few hills. They get old very early because the walking up and down thing could take a toll on someone. Those hills in the city of Beberi and Beim Narosh as Kinun made me get old. See this idea? It makes me get old. So we just learned in the Zagar the Gemara about the Yeshvetzrifim that they have no life, and they learned that a city has to have vegetables for the Tamid Chamim. Which type of vegetables? Garlic and leek. And then it said, snoring pens with snoring that's underground, the roots, that's good, the radishes are good for you. And we learned also that a city that has hills makes a person grow old prematurely.